the Zimbabwe Football Association, ZIFA, would like to inform the football fraternity and the nation that all roads lead to Somhlolo Stadium on Friday, the 28th March 2016, where our indefatigable team, the Warriors, are going to clash against the Sihlangu of Swaziland. Our Warriors are ready, and they've displayed higher level of confidence that they will emerge triumphant against the Swaziland international team. The past 3 days, we have seen Coach Kalisto Pasua with his squad going through a number of training procedures, and the squad looks healthy and raring to go. Today, the squad met the Minister of Sport and Recreation, Honorable Makofini Hlongwane, together with the ZIFA President, Mr. Philip Chiangwa, together with the ZIFA Vice President, Mr. Omega Swanda, and the Director General of the FRSC, Mr. Nela Chena. These raised the morale of the players, and they encouraged the team to work tirelessly and to bring glory to this beautiful nation and to raise the Zimbabwe flag high.
What did the minister say as a word of encouragement to the team?
The minister encouraged the players to work tirelessly and ensure that Zimbabwe emerges victorious, and this will bring glory and delight to this beautiful nation of Zimbabwe.
But we understand that some of the foreign-based players who were called to be part of the team had not yet arrived. Can you update us on who is still to arrive in camp?
I can confirm that only 3 players, that is Tendai Darikwa, he indicated to us that he's ready to play for Zimbabwe, but he has some family issues to solve. Brendan Galloway, he was selected to play for the under-21 squad of England. Yes, he was unable to play for Zimbabwe, but he should decide to play for Zimbabwe in the future. The door is still open for him. Then we have Mark Bourne. Mark Bourne is in possession of a British passport. He's still sorting out this documentation. Once those citizenship issues are sorted out, he'll be free to play for Zimbabwe. Otherwise, the rest of the team, the rest of the foreign service team, that were called by the coach to report potential duty, they have reported for camp and are confident and are ready to go.
But what about the ghost of the match-fixing scandal? Has that not dampened the morale of the team?
The technical team has been working on that, and we are confident that the technical team has enlightened and educated the players on the dangers of match fixing.